Our next batch of stories include how the city's food bank has seen a huge increase, a fundraising convoy helps a little girl, and the Great British Rail Sale.
The boss of a city food bank has seen a huge increase in the demand and fears the worst is yet to come. Julie Brosiak-Colton believes that when children break up for the summer holidays, families teetering on poverty would be tipped over the edge because of the lack of school meal provision. The worrying news comes as one charity predicted a third of parents could be forced to ask for help with food as costs spiral out of control. Mrs. Brosiak-Colton said, "People are struggling. We are doubling our footfall. The relief on people's faces makes you want to cry. No one should have to live like this. Families face being on the breadline and will suffer in the summer holidays." And it comes as poverty charity Trussell Trust predicted that 1 in 10 parents will have to use a food bank in the next 3 months. The research also found that a third of parents are skipping meals to free up cash to pay other bills. And 20% said they had been unable to cook hot food because of the added cost of heating the oven.
Norwich Prison could soon be transformed with plans lodged for new facilities, which include a new fitness centre for inmates. Homeowners living near the Knox Road prison have received letters informing them that separate planning applications are in the process of being submitted to the City Council. This includes the removal of existing buildings and glass houses to enable the construction of a sports hall and fitness centre. There are also plans for an internal refurbishment of the Elizabeth Fry Wing, which will bring back accommodation use for up to 173 prisoners. Peter Gallagher, aged 60, lives in nearby Honey Close and is the secretary of the Residents' Association, which has bi-monthly meetings at the prison. On the planning application, Mr. Gallagher said, "It doesn't bother most people living here. The only issue would be construction traffic, but the prison have done their best to mediate that. The prison had power cuts during the storms, so that's a reason for an electrical substation. Around 60 to 70% of the people here have a connection to the prison anyway and used to work there. I can't see myself objecting to it." A Ministry of Justice spokeswoman said, "This new sports hall is part of our commitment to improving the physical and mental well-being of prisoners, which helps promote rehabilitation and protect the public by cutting reoffending."
Developers are hoping they will be lucky third time round in their bid to build more student digs in the city. Norfolk-based Manor Lake Properties has sought permission to extend the Shoemaker Court student development in Enfield Road, West Earlham. A total of 10 flats with communal facilities are proposed, which would be equivalent to 33 beds. There would be a mix of studio flats, three-bedroom flats, five-bed and four-bed flats, as well as one seven-bed flat in the four-story building. It comes as the city skyline has been transformed by fancy new student blocks, including St. Crispin's House in Duke Street and the approval of 141 studio bedrooms at the former Richard Nash showroom and garage in Norman's Buildings off Rowan Road. There are also plans afoot for around 700 flats at the former Eastern Electricity Board site at Duke's Wharf. Director of Locust Planning, James Platt, who is the agent for the Shoemaker Court applicant, said the development is an extension to the existing Shoemaker Court under the same provider. There have been various assessments by the City Council and they have found the need for student accommodation in the city. There is the UEA, various city colleges and the arts colleges, so the proposals are a response to fulfilling an identified need. The extension plans for Shoemaker Court had previously been refused twice by the City Council due to how adjacent the proposed site was to an area of open space. But the application has now been redesigned to address this. A planning statement says the proposed development is of a high quality, which is compatible with its surroundings, reinforcing local distinctiveness. Jamie Osborne, Green City and County Councillor, has previously expressed his fears over the scale of student accommodation being built in Norwich in relation to the non-student digs. The City Council will consider the application in due course.
More than 130 vehicles hit the city's roads in a fundraising convoy for a four-year-old city girl battling a rare childhood cancer. Kayla Buttle was diagnosed with neuroblastoma last year and has undergone extensive treatment to give her the best chance of survival. The cavalcade of vehicles, consisting of both modern and classic bikes and cars, drove from Longwater Sainsbury's to Salouse Lodge on Easter Saturday, where they were met by pink-loving Kayla and her mum, Stacey. Stacey dubbed the event absolutely brilliant and phenomenal. "It was amazing," she said. "Very emotional and overwhelming. The amount of people who turned up and got involved. Well, she's my fight, but yet these people who barely even know us turned up to show their support for our little girl. It just shows what community spirit there is and that people do care and want to get involved. That wholeheartedly is unexplainable. There are no words." Kayla was on form that day. The kid didn't stop from 9 a.m. till the afternoon. It's the most well that she's been since her diagnosis. So that was emotional. Stacey added that although Kayla is still receiving immunotherapy treatment, she is bouncing back now that she's off chemotherapy.
Baked goods and fruit and veg from Norwich Market can now be brought straight to your home via a new online delivery service. Sir Plush was launched earlier this month by two high school friends, Guy Gillingwater and Jake Starling, who hope to challenge the reliance on national chains by providing the online supermarket for the city's independent traders. The pair, who went to Aylsham High School, started developing the idea in 2020 after they both returned to Norfolk following a period away. Mr. Gillingwater, 31, said, "I was working as a diving instructor abroad for 5 years, but after COVID impacted the tourism industry, I returned back to Norfolk in September 2020. I began thinking of ways to support independent businesses in the area. The problem before was that you had to order from each individual website, rather than everything being in one place. After pitching the idea to Jake in December, we got the ball rolling and began working on the website and contacting suppliers. Five suppliers have signed up so far, including Krusty Corner Bakery, Mike Debs and Sons Greengrocers, and Pickering's Butchers. Mr. Starling, who has experience working in the tech industry, said, "I've been environmentally conscious for a while and would often shop at the market as it offers more local and plastic-free options. I'd wander around with my rucksack or bag for life and then carry it all home, but it is so much more convenient to go to a supermarket and fill up a trolley. When Guy approached me with the idea, it seemed like a perfect timing. Delivery is available within a 3-mile radius and covers NR1 to NR7. Orders are transported by a fleet of e-cargo bikes and can be placed before 12 p.m. for the next day delivery." Mr. Gillingwater added, "We want to get to a point where you could replace your weekly shop with Sir Plush, where you can get everything you need all in one place, similar to buying from a supermarket, but supporting independent businesses rather than the huge chains instead."
The Great British Rail Sale will see train ticket prices slashed across the country, with many bargains available from Norwich. As part of the new government initiative, city folk will be able to travel to London Liverpool Street or Stratford for just £5, while those looking to visit Manchester can get tickets for £17.70. The sale will see reductions of up to 50% between April the 25th and May the 27th. The Department of Transport is hoping that the move, said to be the first of its kind, will help households facing rising bills and soaring inflation to afford trips across the UK and boost domestic tourism. Some of the cheapest fares will see passengers able to travel from Norwich to Harwich and Dovercourt for £3, to Ely for £3.20, and to Manningtree, Mistley and Radnor for £3.70. Tickets available for £4 include trips to Southend, Colchester and Clacton. Those looking to travel further afield will be able to visit Leicester for £12.20, Chesterfield for £12, Sheffield for £12.50 and Warrington for £18.50. Tickets must be bought a minimum of one day before the date of travel and the fares are only available online.
Ever wanted to play on Carrow Road turf and score a goal in front of the Barclay? Well, here is your chance. Norwich City Football Club is offering fans the chance to hire the pitch for 11-a-side or 5-a-side matches, while also providing space for up to 100 spectators to sit in the city stand to watch. Players will be given access to the changing rooms and car park. Balls, goals and first aider will also be provided by the club. Booking can be made from the 24th through the 31st of May with various time slots. People interested in booking a slot should email commercial@canaries.co.uk.